so much to put in order if we're going to fall in love. But my soul's priority isn't what you're thinking of. There's something missing in the sky, round as a balloon. Babe, let's make it on our own, and let's pretend that there's a moon.
On today's episode, Governor Whitmer has announced K-12 schools will remain closed for the rest of the school year. Eastern is supporting medical professionals that work for IHA and St. Joseph Mercy Hospital in Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor by allowing them to stay in the village apartments. And Campus Life has come up with a financial program to reimburse student organizations who have spent money on events that are postponed or canceled due to Eastern's closure. I am your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast.
Is glowing bright, so I pretend that there's a moon.
EMU has announced that health professionals who work in the on-campus IHA Health Center and those who work at St. Joseph Mercy Hospital in Ypsilanti and in Arbor will temporarily be allowed to live in the village apartments. This will allow workers to self-quarantine and still be close to work. These health professionals will only occupy one building in the on-campus complex and will not be sharing a building with any EMU students. Students with an outstanding balance for the winter 2020 semester should know that the university is increasing the outstanding balance limit from $200 to $500. In other words, students will be allowed to register for summer and fall 2020 classes if they have a balance of $500 or less. Contact ebill at emish.edu for more information. Campus Life has come up with a financial program to help reimburse student organizations who have spent money on events that have gotten canceled due to Eastern's closure. To see if your organization is eligible for the financial loss recovery grant, visit tiny.emish.edu/studentorgflr. Applications for this program are due April 10th. Student organizations should also note that the application for a physical office space in the Student Center opens up on April 13th. Governor Whitmer announced on Thursday that all K-12 schools must remain closed for the remainder of the school year. Teachers will continue to be paid during this time, standardized tests will be canceled, and the 2020 seniors will still be able to graduate. School districts have free rein to come up with curriculum for their students, but are required to have a learning program situated by April 28th. Families should continue to turn to their respective school districts for updates. That's all of the news for this week. Our featured artist today is Jordan Blanchard with his song, Let's Pretend There's a Moon. You can check out more of his work on his Facebook page linked on our website. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an updated report. This has been the Eastern Echo Podcast, and this is Liz Horniak signing off.
You hum and I'm undone. You sing, I'm without words. Your melody could bring about a hush among the birds.